If you add up all the company profit reports that have just come in, what do you get?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning. Boeing profits are up 52%, with commercial airliners rather than military especially strong. At Pepsi, profits were down 2%, along with soda sales in North America. But going forward, the words were encouraging. Now that we're past the midpoint of profits reporting season, where's the economy and where are the jobs? David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your folks diligently track these profit reports coming out during so-called earnings season here. What picture is taking shape?
It's a pretty good picture. Overall, right now, we've about 38% of the market cap of the S&P 500 has reported, so almost 40% of the money is in the door. Right now, it looks like an all-time record high for operating earnings in the second quarter. And the other thing that we track is how many companies are surprising on the upside. And actually, I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but most companies surprise us. It'd be very surprising if they didn't. But about 67% of companies are beating estimates. So overall, it's a very good earnings season.
So the bottom lines are overall quite happy. Does this trickle down to what we might call the real economy, which I would call jobs?
Well, slowly. Corporations certainly have the money to spend, but I think they are still actually being held back by a lot of uncertainty coming out of Washington. For example, there's a bill with various investment tax incentives, but that's still stalled in Congress. That's, I think, slowing capital spending. And then we've got the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, which make it a little bit more expensive to hire full-time employees. So there is some regulatory drag here, but overall, this growth in profits and the improvement in the economy overall, we do think that will translate into more jobs going forward.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Thank you.
Anytime.
Netflix stock had a strong run so far this week after a strong profit report. That's in part due to its customers putting up with a price increase, and it also reflects investor confidence that expanding internationally will be good for Netflix's bottom line. But not everyone agrees, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Netflix is in expansion mode.
International expansion has been a core part of Netflix strategy.
Andy Liu is with Standard & Poor's. With Netflix planning to enter European markets this fall, Liu says branching out internationally is only natural.
As a company, you're always looking for growth, and you have a very successful model, then the next thing you would think about is, how do I export that to a different marketplace?
But some observers say Netflix stock is overvalued. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says expanding into new international markets is more expensive than it seems.
Each country requires separate technology spending. Each country requires a separate content deal.
And as Amazon Prime begins to compete more with Netflix in foreign markets, the two media giants are likely to drive up the cost of content, which would be bad financially for both companies. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting just now that U.S. regulators are about to propose major new rules to safeguard the transportation of fuel, like ethanol and crude oil, by rail. The moves will come after several rail disasters, including the terrible tragedy that leveled a downtown in eastern Canada. The paper says thousands of old-style railroad tankers will be phased out. The World Cup is over, and for the big business known as European soccer, it's time to focus on a new season that actually includes winning matches. One of the most popular teams, Manchester United, is coming off quite a losing streak, which hurt revenue. The storied team is in California today for a preseason confrontation with the Los Angeles Galaxy. The BBC's Russell Padmore reports that Manchester United hopes its road back to financial success starts at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Rouse the goalkeeper. He's got an open net. It is 5-1 Galaxy.
For LA Galaxy, this evening's match is a distraction from a challenging US season. But for the British club, it's a chance to lay the foundations of a return to success. The team, affectionately known as Man U, will play its first match under a new head coach, Louis van Gaal, who recently led the Netherlands to the semi-finals of the World Cup. He recognises a return to winning ways will boost financial success.
This club is also guided in the commercial way, and we have to fulfill that also And that is not always possible to fulfill the commercial expectations or the football expectations.
In recent weeks, Manchester United has sealed a record sponsorship deal with the sportswear giant Adidas, worth nearly $1.3 billion over 10 years, far more lucrative than the deal its US rival Nike has with the Spanish giant Barcelona. This season also sees the beginning of Chevrolet's kit sponsorship deal with United. There's no doubt American businesses recognise the growing popularity of soccer.
The United States, I would say, is going to be a very big part of the future of the leading European football clubs.
Football writer David Goldblatt is the author of books that chart the global business behind soccer, the sport dubbed the world's game.
The value of Premier League rights in the United States is going up and up. And America is hungry, not only for its own football, but for English football in particular.
Manchester United will hope tonight's game against LA Galaxy lays the foundations of a successful season. Certainly the club's sponsors will want more success. Fortunes on the pitch are directly related to financial success off the field. For Marketplace, I'm the BBC's Russell Padmore in London.
Also, we have a piece about how economics has marked the language of the American South. If you missed it on the air, it's at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.